ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara starts at the end of Pei Daled Umd Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah in Shabbos, which says, Machat Sheliad, little boy Sakoitz. And the Gemara asks, that how is a person allowed to take out a koitz, a thorn, from his hand on Shabbos? Lechu shdil mechovil. You should be choishish that maybe he's going to make a chavola. And the Gemara is shakavitaria that we could be matir for two reasons. Either because he's a mekalkel, and mekalkel b'chabur is potter. And even if we hold mekalkel b'chabur is chayev, which is shitas Reb Shimon himself is the one who holds melocha shein etzricha legufa is potter. Therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds mekalkel b'chabur is chayev, but he could still take out the koitz on Shabbos because melocha shein etzricha legufa is potter. Tosfos in the Ramaschim Man Shamisle is Mayuch from Rashi in Shabbos Kuvov to explain that Be'emes we don't find anywhere a clear machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda in this halacha of Mekalkel b'chabura, that Mekalkel b'chabura is chayev u'potter. Rashi explains that the Yisoda machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda if Mekalkel b'chabura is chayev u'potter, we learn from the machlokes which they have in the halacha of Melocha Shein Etzrich Legufa. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that according to Rashi, it should come out that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuvov, that Reb Avohu over there in Shabbos says, "Kol ha-mekalkelim peturim chutz mechoyv lo-mavi," and Reb Yochanan told Reb Avohu that poik toni libro choyv lo-mavi eino mishnah. That means that Reb Avohu says that all the mekalkelim are potter on Shabbos, besides mekalkel b'chabura and mekalkel b'havora, these mekalkelim are chayv on Shabbos. And Reb Yochanan told Reb Avohu that poik toni libro, this is not the din choyv lo-mavi eino mishnah. And the only way you can be chayv on Shabbos and chayv lomavi is only by tzorich lekalboy or tzorich leafrei. Only if you need the blood for the kelev or tzorich leafrei. Says Tosfos, according to Rashi, it comes out that the machlokes between Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan is the same machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And Reb Avohu, who holds that mekalka b'chabur is chayev, is shitas Reb Shimon. And Reb Yochanan disagrees and holds mekalka b'chabur is potter, is shitas Reb Yehuda. And it's very tame as Tosfos, it's all tame. Tosfos therefore explains that the machlokes Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan is a libid Reb Shimon. They, according to Reb Shimon, they have a machlokes, even though Reb Shimon holds mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv. So there's a machlokes between Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan. Reb Avohu holds that every mekalkel is chayiv, even if there's no tikkun whatsoever. And Reb Yochanan disagrees and holds that even according to Reb Shimon, that mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, but a tikkun ktsas, a bit of a tikkun you do need to have. Even though this tikkun is not enough to be chayiv according to Reb Yehuda, but Reb Shimon holds you need to have a tikkun ktsas. Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuv Vav explains the machlokes Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan similarly like Tosfos, but in a different oifen, in a different way. He explains that the machlokes Reb Avohu and Reb Yochanan is also, like Tosfos explains, a libid Reb Shimon, according to Shitas Reb Shimon, who holds the mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv. But the Reb Avohu's shita is that since we find that Reb Shimon holds mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, the reason is because the melocha of chuyvel, the melocha of chabura, does not need meleches machsheves. And therefore, you're chayiv even if you're mekalkel. Even though mekalkel normally by every melocha is potter because it's chosar, it's missing in the chashivas of the melocha, and you don't have a melocha of meleches machsheves, but chabura and mavi, Reb Shimon holds, we do not need meleches machsheves, and therefore mekalkel b'chabura is going to be potter. It's going to be chayiv. Mekalkel b'chabura and mekalkel b'avor is chayiv according to Reb Shimon. Says the Ramban that Reb Avohu's shita is that since Reb Shimon holds that b'chabura we do not need meleches machsheves, who had in the same halacha is that we do not need the klal of melocha shein etzricha legufa. That means that even though Reb Shimon holds everywhere melocha shein etzricha legufa is potter, but by mekalkel b'chabura, there in the melocha of chabura, even though he's a mekalkel and it's also a melocha shein etzricha legufa, Reb Shimon holds he's still going to be chayiv because there's no din meleches machsheves by the melocha of chabura. And the reason why melocha shein etzricha legufa is potter by all melochas is also because of meleches machsheves. Therefore, since chabur does not have the tnai of meleches machsheves, Reb Shimon holds that chabur is going to be chayiv even on melocha shein etzricha legufa. And on that is machlikas between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yechon disagrees with Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Yechon holds that even though Rabbi Shimon patters mechabur, Rabbi Shimon's mechayiv mechabur mekalkel, and he holds mekalkel mechabur is chayiv, and you don't not even know always mekalkel is potter, but still we hold that melacha sheinu tzrich legufo is going to be potter on the melacha of chabur, and therefore you need to have a tzorich lekalbi and tzorich leafri to make sure it shouldn't be a melacha sheinu tzrich legufo. And that is, you say the machlikas Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yechon Bedas and calling to the shitta of Reb Shimon by Mekalke Bechabur Chayev, what does Reb Shimon hold by Melocha Shein Atzricha Legufa? Says the Ramban, the Al Gemara, which says that even according to Reb Shimon was Mekalke Bechabur is Chayev, he still holds that Melocha Shein Atzricha Legufa is Potter, is only according to the shitta of Reb Yechonen. But Reb Avo holds not like this. Reb Avo holds that since Mekalke Bechabur is Chayev, Melocha Shein Atzricha Legufa is also Chayev. And our Gemara is mefurish faket. The Gemara says a kolod that according to Reb Shimon, melocha mekalke bechabur is chayiv, and the same and melocha shein tzrich legufa is potter. And according to Reb Avo, since mekalke bechabur is chayiv, melocha shein tzrich legufa is also chayiv. Says the Ramban, we have to say that this Gemara is only going b'shita Reb Yechonen, but according to Reb Avo, does not the halacha is according to Reb Shimon, he's going to be chayiv even on melocha shein tzrich legufa. Ramban over there suggests different etzes to go and be miyashiv shittas Reb Avo over here in Al Gemara. This one Ramban says that Al Gemara is only like Reb Yechonen. Tosfos in Baba Kama daf Lamed Aldam Beis also wants to say this, so in one of the Terutzim that Al Gemara only goes like shittas Reb Yechonen and does not go shittas Reb Avo. Now it's mavur in the Gemara over here by us that this halach of machas shelia dittel bois hakoitz, there's two ways to go and be mad to him to take out the koitz and shabbos. Either because Mekalke Bechabur is Potter, or because Melocha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa is Potter. The Rishonim ask that the Chayyah, there's another reason why we can go and pat this person, and we'll go and be matin, that this person is allowed to go and take out the coats on Shabbos. Because we know there's Machlekes of Shimon and Ibhuda, Bechol HaTorah Kula. Everywhere, in the many cases in the Torah, we have a Machlekes of what is the Locha of Dovor Sheinu Miskavin. If a person did not have Kavona to do the Averia, Is it a Maisa Hamuta, and it's Muta even to do it, even though the Avera is going to happen, as long as it's not a Psikresha? Is Dovashim Ischavim Muta, or Dovashim Ischavim also? We find this Machlokes in Kelaim, by the Isser Kelaim in Peik Tes Mishnahei, in the Sugya in Yuma Daflamed Dalet, by the Isser of Ktsitsas Baharis, to take off the Baharis on Mitzurah, and in many other places we have a Machlokes, and this Machlokes is Machlokes of Shimon and Ibuda. Reb Shimon holds that Dovashim Ischavim is Muta, and the Yehuda holds Dovah Shein Mischavin is also. So ask the Rishonim, according to Shittas Reb Shimon who holds that Dovah Shein Mischavin is Mutter, why could we not be mad at the person to take out the Koitz on Shabbos? Because even if he's going to make himself a Chabura and a bit of blood is going to come out, which is a Chabura on Shabbos, but it's a Dovah Shein Mischavin, and Dovah Shein Mischavin is Mutter b'chol HaTorah Kula. And even though Reb Shimon agrees that by Psikresha, when the Pu'ula, when the dam will come out, will definitely come out, then Reb Shimon agrees that we do not say Dovah Shein Mischavin is Mutter, like the Gemara says in Ksubas Davov. But over here, the Gemara only says that Dil Mechovil. The Gemara does not say that it's a Vadai Psikresha. It's not definite that when a person takes out his coats, he's going to make himself a Chavola. Therefore, the Gemara over here, why can we not patter the person because Dovah Shein Mischavin? Now, the Sefer Bin Yishloimer over here in Sanhedrin is Moisif, that the Gemara before, when the Gemara says that Rav did not let his son take out the coats, and the Gemara asks on Rav from Machat Sheliad Little Boys Akoitz that why over there on Shabbos are we allowed to take out coats? On Rav himself, we cannot ask that we should be mutter to do it because Dov Shein Miskavin. Because Rav himself holds in Shabbos that Mem Aleph from its base, like Shittas Reb Yehuda, who holds that Dov Shein Miskavin B'chol HaTorah Kula is Asa. Therefore, Rav himself cannot be matter because of Dov Shein Miskavin. The Rishonim mean to ask on the Gemara later on, when the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, who Reb Shimon holds Mekalkel Bechabur is Chayiv, why does Reb Shimon be matir a person to take out Koitz on Shabbos? And the Gemara comes and says the reason is because Melakos Sheinim Tzricha Legufa. On that, the Rishonim ask, why could we not be matir for Dovah Sheinim Miskavin? Because Reb Shimon himself is the one who holds that Dovah Sheinim Miskavin is Asa. Tosfos over here in the Maschil Reb Shimon originally wants to say that even though we find this Heter Dovah Shein Miskavin, but in the case of Shigiga Skila, in the case where the Issa, it has a Choymer of Skila, of Misa, or Shigiga Schenek, There, we will not say that Dovah Sheinim is Kavin is Mutter. Similarly, that's why our Gemara over here, we are not matter the son to take out the Koitz, because Shigeas Chenek, we do not have the Heta Dovah Sheinim is Kavin. Says Tosfos, even though we find many places in Shas that Dovah Sheinim is Kavin is Mutter even on Shabbos, and Shabbos is a Shigeas Kila, explains Tosfos that every place we can go and be Masbi and we can explain that the Issa is not Issa de Ereisa. Because anyway, it's a melacha sheinu tzricha legufo, or other reasons, klachayad, or other reasons why the melacha is not going to be a melacha d'oraisa, and therefore we can be matir dovah sheinu miskaven even on Shabbos, even though it's a shigegas issa which has a chayma of skila. But normally, if it would be a shigegas issa of skila, which would be a issa d'oraisa, will not be matir a dovah sheinu miskaven, and that's a pshat in our Gemara of shigegas chenek. Why a son is not allowed to take our coats because it's a Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is not going to be mad to him because we do not have the klal of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven Mutter in the case of Shigegas Chenek. The Chiddush HaRan brings this down from Tosfos and explains that this is be'emes the difference between the son taking out the coats or someone else taking out the coats. Because someone else takes out the thorn from his father, from the father, and he has not got Issa of Shigegas Chenek, he is only allowed of Lo Yosef of Chabola to be to go and be make a Chabola in someone else and does not have the stringency of Chabura in a father. Therefore, it's only a Shigigas Lav we can be matter because Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. Mashenkin a son, whereas a son to take out a thorn from his father has a Chima of Chenek, and a Shigigas Chenek we do not have the Klal of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, and therefore Rav did not let his son take out the coats for Dil Mechovil, because maybe he'll make a chavola in his father. The Rebbe Kveger explains over here that really the Gemara by Rav is not enough to go and say the reason why Rav did not allow his son to take out the coats, but he did allow someone else to take out the coats, because Dovah Sheinu Miskaven works by a Shigigas Lav, but does not work by a Shigigas Misa, because Rav himself holds like a Behuda that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven B'chol HaTorah Kulo is Asa. Therefore, Rav must be, the reason why Rav holds that someone else could take out the coats is not because Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is Asa. And Rav, in Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph, holds like Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, it must be that Rav was not chishish so much to say that maybe he might make a chavola, and therefore was makel by Shigigas Lav. And by his son, which was a Shigigas Chenek, he was more machmi, but not because Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. And this Ben is Shver on the Ran, who explains B'Shem HaTosfos, that the reason why Rav hold, the reason why there's a difference between Shigigas Chenek and Shigigas Lav is because Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, which is Shver on Shittas Rav, because Rav himself holds that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is also. Al Koponim, this is Shittas HaTosfos. At the beginning, Tosfos wanted to say that the reason why we do not have the klal of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is because a Shigigas Issa, which has a chima of a skila or of Chenek, we do not have the klal of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. Tosfos, in the end, is madchil this pshat, pushes away this pshat, because Shmuel himself holds melacha sheinu tzricha legufo is chayiv, and we still find on Shabbos that Shmuel holds that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. Now, if we're going to say Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is only mutter if the Issa is the Issa derabonon, over here the Issa is the Issa derayisa, and you see that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven works even in a place where it's a shigigas skila. So says Tosfos a new pshat, that the reason why over here we do not have the heta of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is because over here we're choshish that during the procedure of taking out the thorn, taking out the coats, maybe the thorn will be nishapich, will turn over and go deeper into the bosa of the yad of the father, and then it's going to be a psikreisha to go and take out the thorn without taking out any blood. The blood's definitely going to come out, and it will be a vadai chabura, and when it's a psikreisha, there's no heta of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. Rebbe Kveger explains, B'Ktzara, he explains here in Chidushim, that Tosfos means to say that, of course, we lemaskonas haTosfos, then there is a heter of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, even in a case where it's a Shigigas Skila. And therefore on Shabbos it's mutter, even according to Shmuel, because Shigigas Skila is mutter. The only reason why that koitz, there's a Issa, is because we're choshish that maybe it might turn into a psikreisha, and therefore by psikreisha we do not have the heter of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. Now since this is a chashash, maybe it might become a psikreisha, but it's not muchach, it's not definite that it will be a psikreisha. Therefore, by Shigigas Lav, when it's only a Shigigas Lav, that means someone else to take out the koitz, which is only a Shigigas Lav, Rav was matir, someone else to take out, and only his son, which was a Shigigas Skila, there he was machmir, because maybe he might turn into a psikreisha and become awesome. This is Shittas HaTosfos over here. Rabbeinu David, in the Chidushim over here, in Pei Gimel Amud Beis, in Pei Dalet Amud Beis, says that the reason why we cannot go and be mad to the person to take out the koitz because eight davar sheni miskaven is because be'emes, every single meiser, every single procedure of taking out koitz causes a bit of blood to come out, b'mokim ha-koitz. This is a chiddush of Rabbeinu David, not like the other Yishonim who hold that by netilas ha-koitz, it's not muchach that any blood at all will come out. It's only a suffix. Says Rabbeinu David, no, that every netilas ha-koitz causes some blood to come out, b'mokim ha-koitz. And there's definitely going to be a chabura b'mokim ha-koitz. The reason why the Gemara says it's only dil mechovil is because any blood which comes out b'mokim ha-koitz, in the place where the koitz is lying, and it's part of the procedure of taking out the koitz, which is muchach for the bit of blood over there to come out, that blood is mutter, that maisa chabur of yitzias hadam is mutter, even according to Rav, and because it's necessary for the maisa of the refuah of the yitzias hakoitz. And any pa'ula, anything which we need to be done for the maisa of netilas hakoitz, for the maisa refuah, even Rav agrees that we're allowed that he can let the son go and do it. The only reason why Rav did not let his son take out the koitz is only because he was choshish that maybe through taking out the koitz, he might make a chabura somewhere else next to the koitz. Next to where the thorn is lying, he might make a different chabura, and over there a bit of blood might come out, which is not necessary for the netilas ha-koitz, for taking out the koitz. And since it's not necessary for the maaser refuah, therefore this pa'ula he acid to take out the koitz on Shabbos, on normally netilas ha-koitz, dil mechovil. Now this works, this is stimmed with what is Mavur in Ramban, Shittas Ramban, which the Beis Yisrael brought down on Peidale Domet Beis, that the Ramban said, the reason why Hakoza Saddam is Mutter is because the Hakoza is the Maisa Refuah itself. But Netilas HaKoitz, the blood which is going to come out is not the Refuah. Here Rabbeinu David says that even the blood which comes out during the Netilas HaKoitz, if it's muchach that to come out, it's a psikresha is going to come out, then this blood coming out during the netilas ha-koitz is muta, just like hakozes adam is going to be muta. And the only reason why you have acid is only because maybe other blood might come out. So says Rabbeinu David the chiddush, that since through the taking out of the koitz, he knows definitely that some dam is going to be coming out, and he's going to be making a chabura, therefore even though he has not got kavona to make a chabura in a different place, but since it's definitely going to become a chabura in the mokim ha-koitz, then he cannot be called anymore a davar she'einu miskaven, because the maisa netilas ha-koitz is definitely going to cause a chabura. Even though the chabura in somewhere else, which we're referring to, that chabura is going to be chayev atz netilas, is not muchach to happen, and on that he could become potter l'chir atz einu miskaven, says the Midrash David, no, because since there's zicha vados, there's a definite fact that some blood is going to come out, but mokim ha-koitz, therefore he's zicher called a person who's doing a chabura on Shabbos, and therefore he's going to be chayev even on the blood which comes out, and he has from somewhere else, even though that is a davar sheni miskaven, because here he does not have the ptur of davar sheni miskaven. Therefore, the Gemara had to have new pturim, new reasons why the person is allowed to take out the koitz on Shabbos, either because mekalka b'chabura is potter, or because melacha sheni tzricha legufa is potter. This is the shita of Rabbeinu David in the sugya. Tosfos by us in Pehei Amud Aleph the Mamaschev Reb Shimon is marich a bit by shitas on the machlokes by davar sheni miskaven, which Reb Shimon holds his potter and Reb Yehuda holds his chayiv in a case where it's not psikresha. Says Tosfos that even though we find that Reb Yehuda holds that davar sheni miskaven is osa, this isa is not osa min atayir. It's only osa min darabonon. And Tosfos brings kamarayas to it that the Yehuda's shita of davar sheni miskaven, which is osa, is only osa midarabonon. But be'emes, a lot of Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. It's the Ramban and the Ran in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, the Ritva in Yumel Amud Aleph Amud Beis. We find also in the Rashba in Ksubas Hei Amud Beis. They all disagree and they hold that according to Reb Yehuda, davar sheni miskaven is osa minatir, not just midarabonon. Davar sheni miskaven is osa minatir. And they ask on Tosfos from a Gemara in Yumel Amud Aleph, which is mashma mefurish by Ktitzas HaBaheres, by cutting off the Nega Atzoras, that's mashma, it's a Issa Min HaTayr. But Be'emes Tosfos writes in a few places, in Krisas Daf Chof Amud Beis, and also in Yumel Amud Aleph, that even though he says, even Tosfos holds, that according to Reb Yehuda, Davar Sheni Miskaven is only also Midar Abonon, but this is only by Shabbos. Because by Shabbos there's a tnaim leches machsheves, and even if Yehuda agrees that even the dovah sheini miskaven is chayiv, but still missing in the leches machsheves, therefore it's only also midarabonon. But in kol ha'tira kula, where there's no tnai, there's no condition on leches machsheves, over there, even Tosfos agrees that according to Yehuda, dovah sheini miskaven is also min ha'tira. And Bemis, Rashi's shit is also like Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph, like Kveg over here is very marich in his marochi in our sugya. Rashi's shita in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph from the base is also like Tosfos that in its choluk Shabbos and kol ha'tira kula, in kol ha'tira kula, Yehuda holds that dovah sheini miskaven is also min ha'tira, and on Shabbos it's only also midarabonon. There is another day in Yerushalayim which is the shita mekubetzes in Ksubas Heimat Beis. He says that even on Shabbos Yehuda holds it's also min ha'tira, but there's no chivas korban. He's mechalek between a chivas korban and a isa min ha'tira, and he says even though on Shabbos there is a isa min ha'tira, like the other Yerushalayim take on, but a chivas korban there isn't on Shabbos. That is the shita mekubetzes is a mechudish digadeh. Rebbe Kveige over here in his Maroche, in Ois Gimel, asks a tmir on Tosfos. The Shittas HaTosfos over here is that in Issa, according to Rebbe Yehuda, holds the Dovah Sheini Miskaven on Shabbos is only also midrabanan, then how do we explain the Gemara's kasha by us on Pei Daled Amud Beis, that the Gemara asks on Rav, that if Rav asked, that Rav did not allow his son to take out the coats from him, then why, because he was Choshesh, because Shigigas Issa of Chenek, why is someone allowed to take out kreitz on Shabbos? Leichush dil mechovil v'havil lo shigig askile. Asks Rebbe Kveger that we know that Rav holds in Shabbos memalef from the base like a Yehuda who holds dovah sheini miskaven is osa. And Tosfos says that if you hold dovah sheini miskaven is osa, then on Shabbos it's only osa midarabonon. Therefore, when the Gemara says machat shel yad little boys hakoitz leichush dil mechovil v'havil lo shigig askile, is very shver because this shigig askile is not going to be a shigig askile deraisa. It's a dovah sheini miskaven. And therefore, it's going to be Issa de Rabbanon. And Issa de Rabbanon, Rav is not going to be Machmi. Rav is only Machmi by his son, which is a Shigigas Chenek de Reise. But over here, which is a Dovah Sheini Miskaven, it's only going to be Issa de Rabbanon of Shigigas Kile. Therefore, what is the Gemara's Kasher if on the Gemara's Kasher from Shabbos on Shittas Rav? Now, even though Tosfos says, Rebbe Kveger, even though Tosfos explains that according to Shimon, who holds that Dovah Sheini Miskaven is Mutter, over here, there's no heta or dovah sheini miskaven because we're scared it might turn into a psik reisha. Oh, but Tosfos only had to say that according to Reb Shimon, who holds dovah sheini miskaven is mutter. But according to Reb Yehuda, there's no necessary reason, there's no echocha to go and tell us this chiddush that maybe it might turn into a psik reisha. And therefore, the Gemara could still go and say that according to Rav, shigigas chenek is osa, but on Shabbos, even though it's a shigigas skila, there's no tzad that maybe will turn into a psik reisha, and therefore, shigigas skila, we're not cheshish because it only is a derabonon. Since Rav himself holds like a Yehuda that dovah sheini miskaven is osa. And B'Kveger said that this is a tmiyo gedoilo on Shittas HaTosfos, and he's very marich in his maroche to be miyash of this shaila. The Gemara continues on. Pehei Omad Aleph. Boy minei merev sheishes. Ben ma'u shiyas shliach la'oviv lehakoisoi ulekalaloi. Can a son become a shliach bezdin for his father? If the father is chayiv, can he go and become a shliach bezdin lehakoisoi ulekalaloi? Rashi explains the case of lehakoisoi ulekalaloi im nischayiv ovav nidui or im malkus. That means if he's chayiv malkus, that is the case of lehakoisoi. And if he's chayiv nidui, that is going to be the case of lekalaloi. The kasha is that the only way a ben is chayiv to on the killas oviv, if he's mekalel his father, the Mishnah says in Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph that hamekalel oviv ve'imoy einoy chayiv at shekalelim b'shem. He's only chayiv if he's going to be mekalelim with the name of the Eibshter, with the Shem Hashem. And the mechlokes over there between a mer and a bonon, if he's a kinui, he's also going to be chayiv. But without Shem Hashem or a kinui, he's definitely potter, he's not chayiv on killas oviv. So the kasha is that even if your father is chayv and nidui, but there's no kilel as shame. So why over here is there a shaila of a ben ma'u shiyas a shliach lekalel oviv in lekalel oviv? If the case of lekalel oviv a shliach bezin is a case of nidui, like Rashi explains, and in a nidui lechayir there's no kilel b'shem, and if there's no kilel b'shem, there's no tzad to be chayv. The Chazanish in Sanhedrin Simchov Sivkot Zayin wants to be mechiach from here that even though the mission over there says that there's only a chiyuv misa on kilelas oviv, only if you're mekalel b'shem or b'kinui, but there's still a isa d'oraisa to be mekalel oviv, even if you're not going to be mekalel b'shem. And therefore, over here, the Gemara's got a shaila, ma'u sheyas eshliach l'oviv lekaleloi, and Rashi explains to her nidu, even though there's no kilelas shem, but there is a isa d'oraisa. And even though, says the Chazanish, that everyone has an Issa Dereisa to go and be Mekal, and the Issa of Klal is not just on the son any more than the father, than anyone else, and the only difference is that son is Chayv Misa, and over here, because there's no Klal B'Shein, the son is not Chayv Misa, but still there's a Chaymer, there's extra stringency on the son. For the son to be Mekal, the father is worse off than someone else be Mekal, and therefore the Gemara has got sad to say, which Gemara Taker says in the Maskona, a son is not allowed to become a Shlech Bezdin, Le Kalil Oviv, through a Nidu, even though there's no shame. The Ochanet also asks the Shaila that there's no shame in a Nidu, and he wants to say maybe the Issa is the reason why there's a problem over here to be Menada, his father being a Shlech Bezdin, is because he's going to be over on the Issa of Or Makle Oviv Imoy. Which is Azhar, which is its own Azhar, own Issa, to be Mevaza, his father or his mother, like the Rambam explains in Pekhei of Mamre. The Ochanei himself says that if not for Rashi, he would say that the reason why the case of the Kalilo over here is not to become a Shliach Bezdin for Nidui, because Nidui doesn't have a shame. Now, the Shliach Bezdin is to give the Malkus, and normally during the Malkus, the Dayan says, the Dayanim occur the Pasha of Hiflo Hashemes Makoizcha Veis Makoizarecha, and the Gemara's Mavur that this is a real Klola, this is a Olominator, and this is a Klola which is called to him, which is we tell him during his Malkus, and therefore if a son's going to be Makke, his father in Bezdin, he is going to be Mekalel Oviv, and that is the Shali of the Gemara, Ben Mao Shiyas Shliach Oviv Lekalele. Behemoth, the Meiri already. In the Ktsara Mamish, he already touches on this Shaila, that L'chayr, the Nidui, is not a Nidui B'Shem, and he throws in that we're talking about a case where the person is Menadahim B'Shem Hashem. That means there is a Nidui which the Bezdin can put on a person B'Shem Hashem, and he says with the Pasuk later on, which Rashi quotes, Yitein Hashem Oisach L'Olav L'Shvua B'Soich Amich. That means there is a Nidui which is B'Shem Hashem, and then it won't be Shveh B'Chlav from the Mishnah, Samech Vav Amad Aleph. The Michat Chinuch says in Mitzvah Memches, Ois Tetzvov, that since the son is not allowed to become a Shlech Bezdin, because there's a Shlech Bezdin is also to be Mekalel or to go Mimaka Aviv, the son is also not allowed to be Mashke, the mother who is a Soiter. If his mother is a Soiter and has to have Ashkoras Hamayim in Bezdin, in the Beis HaMikdosh, the son will not be allowed to be Mashke, his mother who is a Soiter. Because since he has to also say this Pasuk of Yitin Hashem Oisach La'olav Elishvur, which Rashi explains later on, is the Klala, he will not be allowed to be Mashke Imoy, who is a Soiter, because he's not allowed to be Mekalel Imoy, even if he's going to be a Shliach Bezdin. Gemara further down the Amid brings a raya to the Shaila where the son could become a Shliach Bezdin. Lahakis Oviv ulekaleloi says the Gemara Toshema Hayoytzei lehoi gubab benoi veikol vekidloi chayiv. But someone else who came is Potter. The Gemara's Shakle Vitari is what is the case? Says later on if Sheshes we're talking about a case of Eimisavim by Lotzis. Ihochi asks the Gemara Achinami. Someone else should also be chayiv. And with the Gemara Achir Gavri Ketilahu. On someone else, he's going to be potter because he's a gavri katila. And the Gemara asks on that from Rav Sheshes at Alocha, which Rav Sheshes himself says that Baishu Yoshe Numeis Chayev. This is Rashi's Girsa, that if he's Baishim when he's sleeping and then he died, he's still Chayev because of Begam Mishpocha, from the Baishas Mishpocha, and therefore you see that he has no Alocha, he has no Alocha of a gavri katila to be potter. In Chedusha Aran, is Marich over here that the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara later on comes out that the reason why someone else is potter if he's make, someone who's yotzei lehori glacha shenigma dinoi, because there's a klal of ba'amcho b'mekuyim sheba'amcho. There's a halacha that you only chayiv only if the person is roi lehiskayim, if he's going to be alive later. But this person is nigma dinoi lehorig, he is oimed to go and be killed. Therefore, there's no issa of Hakor and Huadin of Klola and Huadin of Hakor, because Hakor is Hukash the Klola, and therefore he's Potter. Says the Ran, over there the Gemara does not ask Hasher from if Sheshes is Alocha, which says that Baishoy Umeis, he's Potter, he's Baishoy Yoshin Umeis, he's Chayiv. The Gemara doesn't ask Hasher that you see in if Sheshes that he's Chayiv, even though he's Yotzo Lehorig, even though he's Nigma Dino Lehorig, he's still Chayiv on his Boishes. And even though he's chayv on his boishes, why is he potter in his akor? Explains the Ran that the maskonas hagemora, the whole petur of mekuyim sheba amcho is only on his chivas hakor, or only on the malchus of being over if he is makir this person. But we're not talking about any tashlumi momin, because the maskonas hagemora we're talking about hakor sheim boishavet pruta, And therefore, there's no nidden of any monetary value over here going on that he should be he should go and be tivea any tashlumi momerin or any tashlumi nezik. And therefore, the whole shaila is only to be chayv malchus of the isa of make of make chaviri and the isa of killas chaviri. And on that, we have a locha exists a kosov of ba'amcha, which tells you mikuyim shebamcha. He has to be roli iskayim and not if he's yitzel ahorik. But over here, the Gemara over here wanted to patter the person. He wants to say that he's potter because he's a Gavri Katila, even though he's Makeh Hakor Sheyesh B'Shaveh Pruta. On this stage of the Gemara, we're talking about Hakor Sheyesh B'Shaveh Pruta. And he's still potter because he's a Gavri Katila. Over here, the Gemara asks that you see in Efsheshes that this is not the case, because if it will be a Gavri Katila, he's going to be potter from Boishes also. So it says the Ran that the Maskonas HaGemara, if there would be a kosh, yesh b'shaveh pruta, then he's going to be chayev, even in a case where he's yetzel ha'orig and he's yedi nigma dinoi. The Torah is chayev in the Sefer also says, mi'atzmo, he says this cheshbin, that it depends whether the p'tor is because he's a gavri katila, then it's a p'tor in tashlumim, and the Gemara says that it's not the case, because we see in Efsheshes that b'ishe yoshin umes is chayev, and he has no ga'aloch of gavri katila. And the Maskonas HaGemara, there's no p'tor tashlumim, and the whole p'tor is only a gzeis hakosuv in akor and klola only, and therefore in Boishes he's still going to be chayev, because Boishes is not learned out of akor and klola, and you call him out from akor and klola to any other halacha, and therefore even though nigma dino, he's still going to be chayev in Boishes, like Efsheshes says, and there's no kasha from Efsheshes. But the Brisker Rav in the Sefer Chisritzeach Perik Aleph is medayik in the Loshon of the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Perik Hei Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says that someone who's Yetzel Horig is potter on any chavala which someone does to him. If someone's chuyvul boy is potter. And only in Tashlumi Boishes is chayiv. Says the Briskerov is mashma in the Rambam that this halacha of Gavri Ketila is kayim even the Maskona Sagamora. And even the Maskona we hold that even if it's going to be a kosh, yesh b'shaveh pruta, he's still potter on all the dalet dvorim, on all the four things, he's going to be potter. The only thing he's going to be chayv is on boishes, and that's like the Rishonim explained over here, because boishes is because he has a boishes mishpocha, and therefore he's going to be chayv even though he's a gavri katila. But every other chiyuv, he's going to be chayv, even he's going to be potter, even though it's a kosh, yesh b'shaveh pruta. And that's why the Rambam only brings down the din of tashlumi boishes. The Brisker Rav over there explains that the din of David Gavri Ketila we find bein gabe the aloche that if someone kills this person who's yotzel horig, he's going to be potter because he's already nechshav like a dead man and you're not killing anyone else. He's a Gavri Ketila. He's already someone who's dead and therefore you're not going to be chayv if you kill him. And who are then the same aloche applies legabe chavola if you're going to be chayvel in him, even though it's a kosh yishu b'shaveh pruta, you're also going to be potter because he's a Gavri Ketila. And the Brisker Rav says that this is mavur in the Brayse in Erich in the Vav on the base that la'acha shenigma dinoi, the Brayse says achirim shechov luboi pturin. And the Brisker Rav explains this means even in the case where achirim or chivulim or shavei pruta, they're still potter from tashlumim because he's got din of a gavri ketila. And the Brisker Rav says that this halacha is not misvore ba'alma, but it's a afusa in sifri in pashas masay that we learn out from the pasuk of lisichu koifel and nefesh yitzeach. That once it's nigma dinoi, there's no chivas hariga if you kill him, and there's no dinei chavola and any momenus because he's a ha'galocha of a gavri ketila. Now this is all not like the maskon of the chidush Iran, and like we said the Torah Chaim and other achrinim, that they say that the maskon is ha'gemara, the only p'tor we have is only on ha'koa and malchus, but not on any momenus. And if there's going to be a chivas momenus, then he has not got p'tor of gavri ketila, because the Maskonas HaGemara, the only p'tor he has is only because Mekuyim Sheba Amcha. But if there's going to be a kol sheyesh b'shaveh pruta, it's going to be Chayav Tashlumim, and not like the Brisker Rav's Medayik in the Loshon of the Rambam. The Gemara continues on, the Gemara asks, that if we're going to be talking about a kol sheyim b'shaveh pruta, v'ho'omar v'ami omer b'yichnan, hikohu a kol sheyim b'shaveh pruta loike. The Gemara says that if someone inflicts a wound on someone else, which is Ein b'shaveh pruta, he gets malchus for the love of Lo Yosef. Even though when it's Hakosh Yish b'shaveh pruta, he pays, and he has to pay money, and he does not get malchus, like the Gemara says in Ksuvus, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. But if he's Makeh Hakosh Ein b'shaveh pruta, then he does get malchus. Tosfos in the Ramaschil Hikohu asks, how is it possible for someone to get malchus on the love of Lo Yosef, if this love of Lo Yosef is also a love which tells us that a son is not allowed to hit the father, because this is the Azhara for Ben Sheyake Oviv, even though we have a Makori for the Misa, for Make Oviv Imoy Mesiumas, but the Azhara for a son to kill a father is the same Azhara as everyone else of Le Yosef, just because we learn that if everyone else is Chayiv, then he's Zichar Chayiv, like Tosis explains before in the Ramaschal Hobby Benoy. Then it comes out that this lav is a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin. And if it's a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, because a son gets killed if he hits his father, sheish b'chabura, then l'chore, this is the same azhor, there should be no malchus on this azhor, so why does someone who hit his friend, a makosh, eimol shoveputa, get malchus? The advaz in his truvus, simen tof tof yud aleph, says that the kasha is not, l'chore is not so shver, because even though the lav of l'yosef refers also to the father, but Be'emes, the Ike Lav is going on someone who hits his friend. The Pasuk is talking about Shleach Bezdin, that even though he's allowed to give him Malkus Araboim, he's allowed to give him 40, 39 Malkus, but he's not allowed to be Moisif on his Malkus. And on that, the Pasuk says Lo Yosef, and that Lav is Be'emes not Nitan Lazarus Mitzas Bezdin. So even though we learn out from a Kavul Chayma that the father, a son who hits his father, also has this as horror, but since it's only nilmat from a kavul chayma, and the ikar lav is going on someone hitting his friend, it's not called a lav sheish nitan l'azhoros misas bezdin. But the binyan shleima is ma'ir that l'chayya this teretz would be totally in how to understand the kavul chayma, which Tosfos says in the Ramaschal Hobby Bnoi. Because Tosfos asks that if it's a kavul chayma, then with aloch is eimaz hir min adin. And if it's aimas here, we do not have any azhor, we cannot get malchus and for azhor if the azhor is only from a kavuchimah. And Tosfos explains that it's be'em is not kavuchimah; it's a gilui milsa. We learn out that this pasuk is a gilui that the pasuk of Lo Yosef is referring also to a son who hits his father. Since it's a gilui milsa, then the ikar pasuk of Lo Yosef is referring as much to the son hitting the father as much as referring to someone else hitting his friend. And therefore, that Tosfos Lishitosom asks the kasha that it should be live a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, and does not like the Radvaz answers that the ikar pasuk is talking about the son and the father only from a kavul chayma, because Tosfos holds that it's memes not a kavul chayma, it's a gilui milsa. Other teretz to Tosfos' kasha we find in the Sefer of Sheva Koyen, and the Orchine also over here answers the same teretz, that Tosfos says in Makis, Davdal Domud Beis, that any place where we have a raya from somewhere else that this person is going to be getting Malkus, even though this Azhara is Azhara Shenitein L'Azharas Misas Bezdin, but since we have a raya from the Torah in somewhere else that he does get Malkus, then this is enough of a gilui for us to tell us that on this Lav Shenitein L'Azharas Misas Bezdin, there is Malkus. Because we have a raya from the Torah and from somewhere else that this person is getting Malkus, and therefore he is allowed to get Malkus from this Azhara. Says the Ochanan Sheva Koyen, over here also we have a raya from somewhere else that there's Malkus for this person who is Makke Chaviri. Because we find in the Gemara Ksuvas Lamed Beis Lamed Beis that the Gemara over there says that if a person is Makke Chaviri, a hakor, a wound, Sheyesh Boi Shavu Pruta, then he has to pay his friend the money, Ve'eino Eloike, he's Meshalim Ve'eino Eloike. And says the Gemara, we learn at Salva Pasuk, that even though normally he's loike ve'ino mishalim, over here he's mishalim ve'ino loike. Now, if the halacha would be that someone who hits his friend does not get anywhere in Malkus, because it's a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, then over here we would not need a Pasuk to tell us that if he inflicts a wound on his friend, sheish b'shavu puter, he has to pay him money. Of course he has to pay him money. The only chiddush ha-pasuk is, because even though he normally should be getting Malkus, the chiddush is, over here, he's mishalim ve'einu loike. But if there's no malchus anyway, then of course he has to pay money. So from the fact that we find the posuk, which tells us that he's mishalim ve'einu loike, we have a right from that posuk that there is malchus for this lav of Lo Yosef, and therefore even though it's a lav shenitin l'azhoros misas bezdin, over here we have a chochev from a posuk in Ksubas Lamed Beis that he does get malchus for this lav. Similar to what Tosfos says in Makis Dalet Amud Beis. Another Teretz L'Ochineh says, is Be'emes the Pasuk of Lo Yosef, which is the Makoyer and the Azhara, for every person that he's not allowed to go and hit his friend, the Pasuk starts off, Lo Yosef L'Akoyse Al-Eile Makar Abo, and later on it says, Eloshem Pen Yosef L'Akoyse Al-Eile. The Pasuk starts off, Lo Yosef, and ends, Pen Yosef. This says twice in the Pasuk, the words of Lo Yosef. It says, Lo Yosef, and also Pen Yosef. Says L'Ochineh, you can say, that even though the first Lo Yosef is going an azhara for someone, he's not allowed to go and hit his friend. The second Ben Yosef is azhara for a son, he's not allowed to hit his father. And therefore, if a son hitting his father is from the second Ben Yosef, then the first Lo Yosef is not allowed shenitel azhara mitzvas bezdin, and therefore a person can still get malchus for the first Lo Yosef. And then it's the Sefer Shalmei Toido brings down that it already says this chiddush that there's two psukim of Lo Yosef and Pen Yosef, and the first one is referring to the son, and the first one's referring to someone else, Reuven, to Shimon, and the second one is referring to the father, as it states in Daz Kenim Alatoria in Pashas Mishpatim, Perik Chof Aleph, Posuk Tesvov. But Be'emes, the Torah himself, when he brings down the din, Yerish B'malv, when he brings down Alocha, Issa Hakor, to someone else, that he's not allowed to go mimake. The Torah says that the Makoya Azhara for someone that he's not allowed to go mimake, that he's not allowed to go and hit his friend, is from Pen Yosef. And he does not quote the beginning of the Pasuk of Lo Yosef, like all the other Rishonim do. And all the Nisakenim over there in the Torah, the Prisha and the Bach, they ask on the Torah, why does the Torah bring down the end of the Pasuk, which is Pen Yosef, and not the beginning of the Pasuk of Lo Yosef? And the Bach explains that the Torah holds that the first Pasuk of Lo Yosef, the Reisha of the Pasuk of Lo Yosef, is referring to the Shleach Bezdin. And from a Shleach Bezdin, we will not learn out to everyone else also. Therefore, the Torah learns from the Pasuk of Pen Yosef, that only from the Pasuk of Pen Yosef in the Sefer Dikra, over there we learn out that a person is not allowed to go and hit his friend. So according to this Cheshbon of the Torah, then the words of Pen Yosef, the Azhara of Pen Yosef, is Be'emes, the Azhara of Odom Lachaviri, and then this Issa is also tell us this is also as horror for a Ben Lo Aviv, and then it's a Bakshver Tosfos Kasha that Lachaviri is a lav shenitel as horror Mitzvos Bezdin, because this Pen Yosef is also for everyone. But the Rambam and others, they taka being the pasuk of Lo Yosef, then you can still say like the Orchineh that the Issa of Pen Yosef is going on the father, and the Issa of Lo Yosef is going on everyone else. Another teretz we find in Tshuvas Bris Yaakov in Evin Ezer Simen Mem, he says a chiddush diga halacha, that even though we have this halacha of lav shenitel azhoros mitzvos bezdin ein lokin olav, this is only applicable in a place where without this azhora we would not know that this maisa and this pa'ula, this action which a person does, is a dova ha'osa. Without this azhora we would think that this thing is a dova ha'muta, a person is allowed to hit his friend. Therefore, if any other place where the only way we know that this action is prohibited is only from this azhara, then we have the halacha that lav shenitel azhoros mitzvos bezdin ein lokin olav. But any place where we know that he's not allowed to do this maisa, even though it's not azhara, but we know anyway he's not allowed to be doing it, it's prohibited from doing this pa'ula, this action, then there's no halacha of lav shenitel azhoros mitzvos bezdin ein lokin olav. Says the Bris Yaakov, over here, the person we know that Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon, even if there wouldn't be Azhara of Lo Yosef or Pen Yosef, because there's Alocha of Yinoas Dvorim, which the Gemara says is a lav of Loisoinu Isha Samiso in Bama Metzia Nun Chesamet Beis. And if even words, a person is not allowed to trap his friend with words, Kol Shekin is not allowed to hit his friend, which is a Kol Shekin from Yinoas Dvorim. And therefore, if Reuven is, we know already that Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon, and if Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon, from the Issa of Yinoas Dvorim, then we can learn that once we know already a Issa for this action, then we can already get Malkus for the Azhara of Pen Yosef, and it is not called the Lav Shenitel and Azhara Smitzas Bezin. It's a Chiddush of the Bris Yaakov in Evin Ezer Simen Mem. The Gemara continues on later in the Amid. Elo Ache Ein Yitayme De Pote, De Oma Krov and Nosi Be'amcho Loisori, Be'oise Maisei Amcho. There's a Loche that the only place where he's chayiv to be mekal someone is only by oise maise amcha, not by a rosha. The Gemara asks, chotinech klole hakor minolon, and answers the Gemara, makshin al hakor li klole. And the Gemara asks, yohi binoi nami, kedome pinchas b'sha'asa tshuva, hoche nami b'sha'asa tshuva. L'choy l'maskodnes, the Gemara comes out, that if the father, or if someone else, anyone who is, does not do tshuva, and he's a rosha, then there's still a ptur of oise masi amcho, and he's not chayev on his akor or on his klole, because he learned akor from klole, and it's halach of oise masi amcho that he's potter. And the only reason why he's chayev is only if he's also tshuva, then he's going to be a din of hakor and klole, which is also. Tosfos in Yevamos Chof Beis Amud Beis asks that according to this, we have to understand the whole sugis haGemara and the whole shaila, the original shaila of the Gemara of Ben Mao Shias Shliach Bezdin, to go and be Makkah his father. L'chayu, we're talking about a father who's a Rosha. He would take it. The bezin are going to be makeh him and are going to be mekalel him. So what is the shaila of the Gemara if the son is allowed to become a shleach bezin leoviv lehakoisu lekaleloi if there's no issa of hakor and klola to someone who's a rosha who's eino issa masi amcha? Answers Tosfos in Yevamos that over here we're talking about a case where the father has already done tshuva and he's still chayiv malchus for his previous avera. And on this case, the Gemara asks, is a ben allowed to be a shleach bezdin lehakos es aviv ulekaleloi? And the maskotin, the Gemara is not allowed to. But be'emes, if the father still hasn't done tshuva yet, then avada, there's no shaila, a son is allowed to go and be make aviv and be mekalel aviv. And that so answers the chidush Eran over here by us, that the whole sugya of Gemara is all talking about also tshuva. But if you learn also tshuva, everything is mut. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perikei Aloch Yud Beis, Paskins, that even if someone, a father who is loy osa tshuva, still is osa for the son to become a shliach bezdin lehakos aviv. It's mefurish in the Rambam that he learns the sugyas HaGemara over here by us, that if he's loy osa tshuva, the Rambam says that even though if he's loy osa tshuva, he's potter, and if he's makeh his father, or if he's mekalel his father, he's potter, and he's not chayiv misa, and he's only chayiv misa if the father does tshuva, but it is still also for him to become a shleach bezdin lehakos aviv ule kalel aviv. Now this shitta is the same shitta of the Rif and the Rosh in Yevamos over there in Chof Beis Amud Beis, that they explain the answer to Tosfos, question in a different way. That be'emes, we're talking about a case where the father is still a Rosh and he has not done tshuva, and even though we have a halacha of oisei maisei amcho, that a person is only chayiv for hitting his father and for mekalel his father only by oisei maasei amcho, the din of oisei maasei amcho is only for the chi of misa. But he still has the issa for to hit his father, even though the father has not yet done tshuva. And therefore, they learn the sugis hagemar over here by ben marshias shliach lehakos aviv ulkaleloi is talking about a case where he's loy also tshuva. And even the case of Leos Tshuva, even though it's no chiv misa, but there's still a shaila, do you have because he does have a issa, he does have a horror, and the shaila is, can he become a shliach bezdin? Memes, the Vilna Goyen in Shulchan Aruch Rishmam Aleph, Sivkot Vov, asks on the Rif and the Rambam, where is there Makori to go and say that the miut of Oisim Masi Amcho is only a miut in the misa, but there's still a issa, and there's still a issa even though he's in the Oisim Masi Amcho? The pasuk of Oisim Masi Amcho does not say by the Misa, it says it by the Azhar. And therefore, why should we say that the miut of Eino Oisim Masi Amcho is only pater him from Misa, but he still has an Issa? The Chazanish also, Me'atme, he mutches on this Shaila, that where is the Makor of the Rif and the Rambam, the Chazanish and Sanhedrin, Simin Yutes, Sivkot and Hay, where does the Rif and the Rambam get the Makor to go be Mechalik between the Chi of Misa and the Issa, and to say that the whole din of Eino Issa Masi Amcho is only a Ptur Misa, but there's still an Issa? Be'emes, the Bach in Simir Yishma Malaf wants to say, he says in Simir Yishma Malaf Lemaisa, that the whole din, which the Rambam, with the Rishonim, these Rishonim hold, that even Eino Issa Masi Amcho is also Asa, it's only an Issa Midarabona. Because Be'emes Minatoria, there's a loch of Eino Issa Masi Amcho, and only when he's also Tshuva, then there's Issa of Akor and Klola. But Eino Issa Masi Amcho, he's Nismait, he is not in Nichlal in the parasha, and he has not got Issa Deraisa. And the only Issa he has is only Issa Midarabona. And Tzachidish to learn this whole Sugis HaGemara is only here a Shaila in Issa Derabona. Another Mechudish Digashita we find in the Yireim in Simon Nuntes, he says that a person who is mekalel his father, or is makeh his father, even though his father's a Rosha, he's still chayiv chenek, and he's still chayiv misa for klilas skila for the klola, and hakor and chenek for the hakor as aviv, even though the father's a Rosha. Says Yireim, because the Mishnah says that a mamza is chayiv on hakor as aviv. A mamza is chayiv if he goes and hits his father. So you see that father, even though the father's a Rosha, he's still chayiv because he's a mamza, he married someone who is a issa of chayiv krisis. He's a Rosha, and Afa became, even so, the son, who is a mamza, is chayiv if he's makeh aviv. So you see that the father's chayiv, even though he's a Rosha. Asks the Birka Yosef, in Simir Yishmam Aleph, Sikot and Hay, that Yireim is a Pella, because the Gemara in Yevamos Chav Beis Amud Beis asks this question on the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say that a mamza is chayiv if he hits his father? We know that Alochi is Eino Yisem Masi Amcho, is Potter. And the Gemara with the answers are only talking about a case where the father did tshuva already. So even though he's still a mamzer and he's still suffering from the aver which the father did previously, but since the father now has done tshuva, he is chayiv misa on his akor because he's nichla now in oisem asei amcha. But if the father will not do tshuva, then avada is chayiv, he's not chayiv misa. Because the Gemara says that Eino Yisem Anse Amcha is not Chayiv Misa. How can Yerim say that he's Chayiv Chenek even though the father is a Rosha? This is the Shver Shitta of the Yerim in Siman Nun Tes. Now this whole Shaila is only a Shaila Legabe, Hakor and Klola, if he's Chayiv for hitting his father or for cursing his father. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Peik Vav Haloch Yud Aleph says that a Mamzer is also Chayiv in the covet of his father. And even if the father did not yet do tshuva, Beis Chayiv, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim, a mamzer has to be mekhabed his father, even though the father is a Rosha. Explains the Ketzer Mishnah that the reason why the Rambam holds that a mamzer is Chayiv on the covet of his father is because the Rambam holds that the miut which we have in our Gemara of Eino Isa Masi Amcha is only a miut on Misa, but he still has an Isa of Akor and Klolim in Atayr. Akoponim, he's got Isa, he has Azhar. And therefore, if he has Issa, and if he has Azhar, even if he didn't do tshuva, the Rambam learned out from here that Hu Adin is Chayev on the covet of his father. It's a big chiddush that he's Chayev b'kibud av eim, even though the father's a Rosha. Not just he's over Issa if he hits his father, but he's also Chayev b'kibud av eim. But the Torah in Yerideh Simirish Mem, and Agos Maimin is also on the Rambam, and Oizayin, they argue on the Rambam, and they hold that a Mamza is not Chayev on the covet of his father, and there's no kibud av, and the Torah brings a raya from this, from a Gemara. And the Achrinim Muchet go and answer the Raya. This is Machlekes that the Torah holds that a mamzer is not chayiv on the covet of his father. Explains the Taz, the Simir Yishmem, Sivkot and Yud Zayin, that it could be that the Torah will hold, like Shittas HaToisves and the Ran of here, who they hold that the miut of Eino Yisa Maase Amcho is a total miut, it's a miut excluding him totally from the parsha of Akor and Klola, not just from the Chivas Misa. And he's not even over Issa. And since he's not even over Issa, Hu Adin is not Chayev on Kibud Av Eim. But says the Taz, it's not Muchach. We could say that even the Torah agrees, like the Rosh himself says, that there is a Issa of Eino Issa Masei Amcho to of Akor and Klola. But the din of Kibud Av Eim, this much, to be Mechabed his father when the father's a Rosh, the Torah holds Misvar, and he's derived from a Gemara, that he's not Chayev on Kovod for his father, even though he has Issa of Akor and Klol. Says the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches, Sivkon Tetzvov, that we have now Machlekes in the Gemara, a big Machlekes Rishonim between Tosfos, the Ran, and the other Rishonim, the Rif, Rosh, and the Rambam. If our Gemara of a Ben Mao Shiyase Shliach, Lekalil Oviv, is talking about a case where the father did Tshuva, or when the father did not do Tshuva. Tosfos and the Ran hold that in the case where the father has not yet done tshuva, it's muta. And the other Rishonim hold, we're talking about a case where the father did not do tshuva. Says the Minchas Chinuch that the Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara Lamed Beis says, Lakoil in a ben nas a shliach la'oviv la'koisu la'kaleloi. A person is not allowed to be a shliach bezdin for his father. Chutz mi mesis. By mesis, the Torah says, Loi sachmoil ve'loi sechase olav. Over there, a son is allowed to be a shliach bezdin la'hakis oviv la'kaleloi. Says Michas Chinuch, according to the Tosfos, we are talking about a father who has already done tshuva, then even the Mesis, which says Chutz mi Mesis, means even though the Mesis has already done tshuva, still Alochav, Loisachmo, Loischasa Olov, and he's allowed to become a Shleach Bezdin. But according to the Rambam, who holds that we're talking about a case where the father has not yet done tshuva, then it could be all the Gemara says Chutz mi Mesis, we're talking about a Mesis who has not yet done tshuva. But once the Mesis has done tshuva already, maybe even by Mesis, there'll be a loch of Eina ben Nase Shliach, to become a Shliach Bezin, Lahakis Oviv Ulekalaloi. But the Michas Chinuch says that the steam as Loshen of the Rambam, the Rambam is not Mechalek, the Rambam does not differentiate between a Mesis and the Rambam says, Klaw, every Mesis, the Rambam says, every Mesis, a person can become a Shliach, Laoviv, Lahakisu Ulekalaloi. And if the Rambam would hold there's a difference whether the father did tshuva or he hasn't yet done tshuva, the Rambam should have explained that, and the Rambam should have differentiated and said that Mesis is only in the case where he hasn't yet done tshuva, but if he has, then he's not allowed to. So for the Rambam is mashma that even in a chetimtza where the father has done tshuva already, afilochi is mutter to become a shliach bezin like Shittas HaTosfos. Mishnah Nomad Beis says, Amake Ovid ve'imoy einichai v'ashiyase mem chabura. Zech choyma b'mekalim b'makeh, sh'amekalel lach ha'misa chayiv, v'amakeh lach ha'misa potah. Rashi explains that the reason why makel achamisa is potter is because there's no maisa chabura lachamisa, because we need nefesh, we need a chabura, and lachamisa there's no chabura. The Teres Chaim explains that that is the Loshna Mishnah of Zeh Chayimah B'Makalim B'Makeh. Because the reason why there's a Chayimah of Makeh more than Mekalil is for the reason which says already in the Reish of the Mishnah that Makeh of Ve'imah in Echayv Ashi Asim Em Chabur. And Zeh Chayimah, that is the Sibba, that is the cause of the Chayimah, which is there by Mekalil B'Makeh, because Mekalil is Lachamisa Chayiv, but Makeh, there's no Shay, it's not Shaykh to make a Chabur Lachamisa, and therefore he's Potter. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches, Sivkot Yudalid, says that even though we know many places a person who is a treifer has a halacha of gavri ketila, we look at him like he's a dead person, and if you kill him, you're going to be potter. But someone who hits his father, who is a treifer, he's going to be chayef. Because be'emes, someone who hits his father lachamisa is also chayef. The only reason why he's potter is only because there's no metzias of a nefesh of chabur lachamisa. But on a treifer, it's still shayech to make a chabur. He's still alive. And since he's still alive and he can make a chabur, we don't care that he's looked like a dead person, because his father, if he's dead, he's also chayiv, if it would be shaykh to make a chabur. So here we have a case of a father who's got a din of a mace, who oimed lomus, he's about to die, but he's still, because we can make a chabur in him, he's going to be chayiv. Says the Michaschinu Chachidush, that Maki Oviv is a treifer, is going to be chayiv. And as this state also, the same thing says the Beis Ephraim, Nichas Treifers, Kuntras Arias, Similam Tes. But Be'emes, there's a gilsa in the Gemara Chulin Yudal from its base. The Rishonim have in Sefer Truma and the Motch over there in Remez Tavshish Lamed Hey. They have a Mfush Gemara Chulin which says Leichush Dima Aviv Treifer. Every time when someone hits his father, maybe his father is a treifer. And the Gemara says the only reason why we know that the father is not a treifer is only because we go after Yoiv and we say that Yoiv tells us he's not a treifer. You see, Klaw in this gilsa in the Gemara, that the halacha of Makeh Ovi Ve'imoy is not by Treifer, and not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Hatzvi in the Zahorius and the Minchas Chinuch is Medayik, so also in the Loshon of Ramban, in the beginning of Makis, that even by Makeh Ovi Ve'imoy, he's going to be potter if he's Makeh Oviv who is a Treifer. The Chuvis in Riyah Asad, Maria Asad in Yoridea Simon Pei, Memes asks that the Svar of Minchas Chinuch is right, that Lechere Makeh Ovi Treifer should be Chayev, and he wants to be Madchik the Girsa in Chulin, Yud Aleph from the base, like the Rishonim have this Girsa, and he says it's a Tosef in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Dilma Lav Oviv Hu. The reason why we need the Yoiv is like our Girsa in the Gemara, because maybe it's not his father. But if we know it's his father, then even though the father's a treifer, he's still going to be Chayiv, like the Mechas Chinuch says. The Sholem Meshiv, Madur Kamach, Elegimel Samarish Yud Ches, also takes on Bipshitas that our Oviv treifer is going to be Potter and not like the Mechas Chinuch. And Lechere is also as a Mavur in Aflor, in Ksubas Tesvav and Mudbeis, not like the Mirchas Chinuch. There's a big machlik zachrini whether someone who's Makeh Ovi Treifer, is he going to be Chayev or not? The Gemara later on, Big Zal Machlik is Reb Yashia and Reb Yonason. Reb Yashia holds that we need a pasuk to tell us that if someone is Mekalil, curses his father or his mother separately, is Chayev. Because the pasuk of Oviv Ve'imoy, we only know if he curses them both. How do we know if he curses Oviv or Imoy? Tamil Loima, Oviv Imoy Kileil, Oviv Kileil, Imoy Kileil. Rebbe Kveger writes that according to Rebbe Yashia, we have to say, even though by Hakor, also we have the posuk of Makeh Oviv Ve'imoy Mois Yumos, how do we know if someone is Makeh Oviv only or Imoy only, how do we know it's Chayev? We have to say that Rebbe Yashia holds like the Tanov our Mishnah, that Makshin on Hakor Liklola. We learn out of Hekesh, Hakor te Klola, and just like by Klola, Yechayev, even on the father itself, and the mother herself, who are din, the same halacha applies by Hakor, you're going to be Chayev on the father himself and the mother herself. Reb Kveger asks, on the whole Gemara that we have a man, Omer holds Makshino Hakor le Klola, why do we not say that we should use this Hekesh to tell us that Hakor has a Chiva Skila? Just like we find by Klola, he's Chayev Skila, who are din by Hakor, he should be Chayev Skila. And nowhere do we find that by Hakor, we owe his Chayev Chenek. We know Moise Yumas Tam Misa B'Chenek, and Hakor is Chenek. If Makshin Hakor Liklola, why do we not use this Hekesh to say that he's Chayev also Misa of Skila, which is a Misa Chamur, and Kvege Blais Batzorich in Godl on this question on the whole Gemara if you hold Makshin on Hakor Liklola.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.